welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 2, episode 18, number 62. What's going on?
Happy Halloween, ladies.
Happy Halloween. We're recording this on Halloween right now, which you guys won't hear it until after, but still, cool. Happy November.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yeah, I feel like Halloween just passed me by this year. I didn't dress up. I didn't, like, go out. I didn't do anything.
Did you get any trick-or-treaters?
No, because, I didn't think I was going to be home in time. And it's an apartment building, so it's kind of different.
Yeah, fair enough. We just came back from trick-or-treating, actually, a few minutes before we started recording. I am pooped. I'm still in my costume, my mommy tiger costume of the tiger family. Nice.
It's very cute.
Thanks. So I got my ears. I had a tail. I got a lot of compliments on my tail. I'll have to post a picture. I'm going to make an album of Halloween this year. Since we had the party on Saturday and we set up a wall of lights that like the Stranger Thing lights, in which I bought a printer from Walmart specifically to print out all those letters. And now I've got to return it, which is kind of a bummer because it's purple. And I really want to keep it, but I don't really have a use for a printer. So anyway, it served its purpose, but it's neither here nor there. So we set up the wall, so we kind of made that like our red carpet wall, so everybody had to take a picture in front of it. So I have those, and then I'm gonna put up an album of stuff from today. I wasn't gonna make that trolley that I talked about last week. And then last night, you know, Zach was so good all weekend, and he was just, I don't know, he was a good kid. He was sick last week, and I was like, fine, I'll make it. So I ended up starting it at like 7 o'clock last night, and I finished it at, let's see, we left to go trick-or-treating at 5:45. I finished it at 5:15 today. I was up until 1 in the morning doing it, and then I came home at lunchtime to work on it some more. Then Zach and I finished taping it all together, which probably wasn't the best plan to have a 3-year-old help, but he still did good. Yeah. And I finished it. And towards the end, I was like, I just have to make it look nice for the pictures. It doesn't matter if it falls apart after. It just has to look picture nice. And I think it did. So I'm tired, though. I'm ready to take a very long sleep. I went to bed way too late last night.
I hear that.
But how are your weekends? And Shandy, your Halloween, because your husband's birthday was this weekend,
that's
right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, right. Saturday.
It was a good time. We had a good time. We went to a brewery down the street, and then we went to a wine tasting at this restaurant we like, and then he had made dinner, so we came back and we had dinner here, and then we went out downtown. It was a whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very good. Oh, very fun. Good.
Yeah, and then today's Halloween, and like, I don't know if kids are coming by. I bought a bunch of candy, mostly because I'm going to eat the leftovers.
Yeah. We have so much leftovers.
I was telling my roommate, because this is her first Halloween, like, in the U.S., and so she's asking me, like, what it's like, and, like, will we really have trick-or-treaters? And it's like, maybe. Usually we get a couple, but, like, usually I put out a pumpkin as, like, a signal that, like, hey, we're home. And I didn't get around to doing one this year, and so I don't know. I was like, well, I'll leave the lights on, and maybe some kids will come. And she was really excited, so I hope they do. But, yeah, that's about it for Halloween.
Oh, that's right, because you're 3 hours behind me, and I was like, dude, it's almost 10 o'clock. It's coming around.
Prime trick-or-treating time right now.
Well, if you have to get up and go drop some candy, it's in buckets. We'll wait.
Yeah, my roommate said that she would be on candy patrol, so I think she's downstairs. But I mean, again, like, I think last year, like, I think I had 3 separate knocks, and maybe there was like, you know, 2 or 3 kids each time that were coming like together. So it's like, you know, a handful of people. I was telling her the problem is, like, I would never want to be in a situation where I didn't have enough candy. Like, what if a couple more people come? So I always end up buying too much, which is also kind of great then, though, because then we just have a bunch of candy at home.
And that's just get a good old-fashioned candy dish and just...
Exactly. This is what I did right before we podcasted.
Nice. Solid. Yeah. I took one Reese's peanut butter cup. I might go back and get another.
Mm,
Daniel bought the full size. So you really have to be like careful with that. Because
oh,
it's like the fun size. Like I'll eat like five or six and not feel bad. But like one big one, something about like the full size makes you like.
I feel like there was
really like.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of missed opportunities for That's What She Said.
Yeah.
What Halloween candies, because there's been articles going up like on Facebook all week, and I was reading some of them, like the best and worst Halloween candies, and I was reminded of all this candy that I completely forgot existed. And they were talking about this on the Ramblecast this week, like favorite candy. Did you guys like have a candy that you loved or you hated getting? Cause
anything with like almonds is a no-go, and coconut. Those are like the two things that I really don't.
Oh my god! I was gonna say Almond Joy because you never got those, so I always got super excited when I got an Almond Joy or a Mounds.
We would have been great
rare.
We would have been excellent to trick or treat with together,
right?
Because we could eat Almond Joys.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I really love the shit out of Smarties, and
good trade. You could have all
yeah.
my Smarties.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. I was just saying, mm-mm.
And I can, that's like, cracked me. I can't stop. Because usually I'm
good
like,
Lord. Who
chocolate.
Are you? Just kidding.
I have two of the four candy wrappers I just showed you. Two of them are Smarties. That's Smarties, right. Snickers, and Kit Kat.
Hey, you do you.
I also bought the candy corn. Which is kind of like eating plastic, but
I know.
Don't really like it.
See, I fall victim to the same thing as well. I always like buy the candy corn, eat like five, and I'm like, yes, this was the best idea. And then you have the rest of the bag, and you're like, why did I do this? This tastes awful.
See,
I don't think I'll have candy corn regrets.
I like the candy corn pumpkins.
I do too. Ooh,
the pumpkins are the best to me.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're cute.
But yes. There's some cookie recipes that you use candy corn instead of chocolate chips.
Yes.
I think that might be the way to go.
I don't know. I think that's too much.
Because you have the cookie. You have the cookie to break up the chalky, plasticky consistency of the candy corn.
I don't know.
Yes, but you can't throw the chocolate chips out with the bathwater. You have to keep the chocolate chips and maybe just add the candy corn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. It would have to be a combo, I think. I think the recipe I saw was with white chocolate chips and candy corn, but white chocolate chips are just, like, disgusting.
Ooh.
So, no.
Yeah.
No, white chocolate chips are the bomb.
Dark chocolate, so, like, the Ooh. Bitter of the dark chocolate Ooh, mixed with the butter of the dough and the plasticky of the candy corn. I think that might be a good combination.
I like it.
I don't know. I'm not sold on candy corn in cookies. But speaking of white chocolate, I always like the white elephant to me, which is the white chocolate Kit Kats.
Ugh.
I love those. Zach had one of them in his bag tonight, and it was I grabbed it. I was like, let me hold your candy for you, yoink.
Mommy tax.
Let me tell you. Yeah, mommy tax. There we go. I love a good white chocolate Kit Kat.
I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, they exist. You put them in the refrigerator overnight and then eat it? I think
I only know they exist because of you.
Good. I've done my part.
Yeah.
My work here is done. I don't know. So let me see. Some of the stuff that was like listed on the worst were fireballs.
Yeah, those are stupid.
I forgot.
The drink, which you should not do.
No, I don't like the drink either.
I like the drink.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Isn't that the cinnamon tasting one?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They will kill you.
I mean, I not like to like drink on the regular, but like one shot every now and again. Wow. I'm okay with it.
I suppose you like chewing big red gum too.
It's all right, but it's not my first choice.
Like gumball?
No, like big red, the stick of gum.
Sorry, go ahead. Anyway, next crappy candy. Go ahead.
Next crappy candy. Oh god, Good and Plenty and Dots. I hated both of those.
Stupid.
I kinda like Dots.
Who are you?
Oh my god, are you gonna tell us that you like Mike and Ike's too?
No one likes Mike and Ike.
No one likes Mike and Ike.
I don't know what a Mike and Ike is. What's inside it?
It's kind of like a dot, but with a candy coating edge and grosser.
Yeah, it's like the, is it the purple and white ones?
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, but they come in other.
They're like Good and Plenty's, but they're not.
I could actually chew on those. I could. Mm-hmm. Just not the licorice flavored one, but.
I bet you were everybody's best friend on Halloween, because you're probably the one that gave away the Reese's and was like, give me your shitty Smarties. No.
Yeah. See, good trade.
That's what's so weird about this is I really love the shit out of chocolate. So like most of my favorite stuff is all chocolate. I would never give up any of the other chocolate stuff. Unless it had something gross also in it.
One of the lists had hugs, like Hershey hugs. I love hugs.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're kind of a crappy Halloween candy.
Well, any Hershey Kiss is a crappy Halloween candy.
Exactly.
But if you're going to you might as well get the good ones, which I think are the hugs.
But it's more like to put in a candy dish to put out in your house if you're having a Halloween party.
True.
Not to, like, throw a handful at a child, like,
ooh,
that comes to your door.
You know what candy I love, but it would make a terrible trick-or-treating candy? The Twizzlers with the caramel apple-like Twizzlers with the... Oh, those are the best. They're like they're like Target exclusive Twizzlers or whatever, I think. But they're like the green apple on the outside, and they've got like this terrible for you caramel filling on the inside. Oh, they're the best. I love them so much. But they only sell them during this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Michael's used to have the Werther's original, like your grandma's candy, like the hard candies. But they'd have like caramel apple ones. So they're like slightly smaller, and they've got like a green filling. And yeah, it sounds super gross, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it this year. I usually am not either, but those were oddly enjoyable. Huh. Oh my God. Stop everything, guys. Yes. Oh my God. So Daniel is out at the bar down the street because someone should celebrate Halloween. And he just sent me a picture, and there's people at the bar dressed up like Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh my God.
Specifically the scene with the witch.
That's awesome.
I don't know if you can see it in the picture, but it's pretty spot on. It's
nice.
That's awesome.
I'm super impressed. I might like ghost on you guys right now and go check it out.
That's fine. Peace out, guys.
It's been real. Unplug. Bye, guys.
Shortest episode ever. Let me see. Pretzels, which, so the first candy that Zach asked, that he got, that he asked to open tonight was a bag of pretzels.
Oh, he's healthy.
No, he's not, because he's gone through about 17 lollipops, a couple of things of Skittles. Oh, but actually, before I get that, Necco's was the worst one on this one list.
Oh, those are the worst.
I don't remember what those are.
Don't they have, like, chocolate ones, too? They're just, like, chalky. Ugh.
Oh, they're, like, orange-flavored chalk.
Like, yeah, that's, like, what the old, angry, mean lady down the street would give out.
Okay, so I just Googled what I thought Necco's would be spelled like.
N-E-C-C-O.
N-E-C-C-O. Okay, because S. with a K, it's, like, this Japanese anime cat girl.
Ooh, tell us more. You mean, like, my adult kitty whisker, my adult kitty ears right now that I'm rocking, that I'm supposed to be Mommy Tiger.
I was going to say, I was like, I think we found our Halloween costume for next year.
Oh, I do remember these.
Necco with a K.
I liked these as a child.
Or Necco the candy with a C.
The hearts. Yeah, they're similar to those little hearts, you know, that you get on Valentine's Day.
Yes,
oh,
which
I
also
those.
Don't enjoy.
Okay.
It's really the consistency in all those things.
Yeah. I think so as well. But I'm not even like a big candy person. Like, I have all this candy upstairs, and really all I've eaten is a couple of mini Reese's, because I like the mini Reese's better, and the white chocolate Kit Kat, which was just like one of those little two packs.
Oh, those are perfect. I don't normally like Kit Kats, but there's something about that fun size Halloween Kit Kat that they're just so satisfying and delicious.
Yeah.
Kit Kats are so good. And also, what's the other one that comes in a pack of two sticks?
Reese's? Twix? Twix?
Twix. Twix are really good too.
Yeah, I like the Twix. You can't buy a full size though. It's too much candy, but the fun size, some good stuff.
Yeah. Zach also got a Rolos. I love Rolos.
Yeah, I do too.
Which so Jay was candy like you appalled kind of forget by.
About.
Yeah.
That's so, Julia's favorite candy.
Neckos? Or
our friend.
Neckos.
Yeah, Neckos. No, Rolos.
Rolos. Rolos, Neckos, whatever.
One and the same, really.
What my neighborhood did was they had, like, we all met in front of the lake, and they had this, like, somebody has, like, a SUV, and they attached a trailer, you know, like you put, you know, like a tractor trailer, kind of like a flatbed kind of thing to it.
Yeah.
And they put hay and stuff in it, and they made a little hayride. I guess they do this every year. So they took all the kids around, and the parents kind of walked behind, and they went from house to house trick-or-treating. It was really fun.
Oh, like that is really sweet.
He would, you know, have all the kids get in and then drive down like five houses, and then the kids would all, because the houses, I mean, we have pretty big size lots here. So, you know, there would be a good 10, 15 minutes in between, you know, for all the kids of all the ages to kind of catch up and do that. But it was really fun. Like, I thought it was going to be lame. I thought I was going to have to be antisocial and be on my phone and stuff. And it was actually really cool. Homeboy, like, really got into it, though, to the point where if it wasn't a person, like, handing him a piece of candy in his bag and saying thank you to him, like, you know, you're done now. If they let them pick, he was just grabbing handfuls. And I would have to be like, Zachary, stop. Take one.
Leave some for the other children.
Leave some for the other. Yeah, exactly. Like, we have 17 bags of candy at home, and we know where all the children are. So we know they're not coming to our house. So... anyway, yeah, it was definitely fun. He had a blast. I can't wait till next year when I can have my little portable wine cup or beer cup. Like, the dads had backpacks with their beer, and the moms all had those, like, portable wine, like, sippy cup kind of things. So, and I was like, here's my water bottle, guys. I know none of you, so I don't feel comfortable taking a sip of anybody's beer in front of you guys. But anyway, it was great. Zach didn't poop his pants. It was a win for everybody.
Nice.
But, yeah, it was really fun. I'm totally in for next year. Like, I thought, I said, all right, 1 year, we'll try it for 1 year, and then next year we can go to a different neighborhood. And so but it was cool. But I made all of our costumes, which I had talked about a little bit last week. I ended up making on Saturday for our party. Originally, the costumes that we wore today were for Saturday, and on Jay and I went to Costco after work on Friday. And he was clearly under the impression that I knew that he had no intentions of wearing his lame family costume. Not my words. Because he wanted to wear his Ghostbusters costume that he wears every year. And I was like, really? Like, you wear it every year. But I got a new proton pack this year. I got to show it off.
It's like a Stranger Things themed. It, like, yeah. Totally works.
Pretty much. So... I'm not saying it was a mini adult temper tantrum in the Costco parking lot, but it ended with me just turning, looking at him, turning around, getting in my own car without even saying goodbye. And I was like, whatever, dude. So I ended up going to Walmart that night and grabbing a green shirt because I searched on Pinterest real quick. I was like, fine, what the fuck can I do? And I ended up making this like little Ninja Turtle belly costume, which is the picture mm-hmm. that I put on Instagram, and then I wore it to work today, in which I learned that apparently 90% of my building didn't know I was pregnant. And I was like, really, guys? I'm walking around with this big stomach. Like, you guys didn't notice? So
thank you. Ate a lot of gummy bears.
Yeah, I guess. So that's good, right? But anyway, so that was my last minute costume change, and it ended up, I think, being pretty awesome. So yeah. And then, like I said, I was up till way too late making that damn trolley. But whatevs. Anyway, Halloween was fun. Party was fun. Drake came dressed as a broadcast episode.
I yes. love that. I love that so, so much.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Best thing ever. Ever, ever.
Yes.
The highlight of my weekend.
Pretty much.
was probably the most Halloween thing I did. That and watched all of Stranger Things too.
Yes. No spoilers. I watched the first season. I just finished that last night.
Oh, did you like the first season?
I did very much.
Nice.
I'm ready to start season two now.
Yeah. Well, wasn't.
Next time we record, I'm sure I will have finished it.
Okay, we'll talk about it next time then. Everybody catch up. If you're interested, also on the Jay and Jack Network, they're doing a Stranger Things podcast, Jay Jack and Mike Bloom. Check that out. They just talked about all of season one, and they've got the first two episodes of season two down. So,
and it's very good. I have been listening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
I love that combo. I think the three of them have great chemistry, and I enjoy their shows, and I think Stranger Things is a perfect...
Oh, the chemistry.
It was a perfect, perfect addition for the team. that wasn't the plan, to watch all of Stranger Things this weekend, but there was a really big storm here in New York on Sunday, so...
Yes.
Didn't do much other than crochet and watch Stranger Things. You know, it's like you get to a point with a show like that you're just like, well, now we have to finish
it.
We're in it. Yes. We're in it for the long haul. There's no turning back now. We're watching the whole thing. Buckle up.
Buckle up. We're in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Next rest stop is at episode 9.
Did you enjoy season 2?
I did.
Okay. We'll talk about it next week. That's all we'll say for now. So everybody catch up.
Pin.
Trying to think. Oh, I did my TSA pre-check.
Oh, how did it go?
Okay, so we were supposed to go Wednesday, and we woke up, and okay, so last Wednesday we finished recording after midnight. I got upstairs, I had brushed my teeth and got all set for bed, and had just like snuggled in, and it was 12:30, and Zach was all like woke up, and he had a fever, and he was just miserable, and we were up from 12:30 until like 4:30 in the morning. It was a long night. Needless to say, we debated taking him to the TSA thing, and it wasn't going to work out. So we ended up rescheduling for Friday, in which Jay was at 9 and I was at 9:10. And I left with I lived 10 minutes from the airport. I left with 25 minutes to go. And I was like, oh, I got plenty of time. I'm going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts. Well, Dunkin' Donuts had a long line, so needless to say, I was late. And Jay was the whole time was like, don't stop. You should go after. You're going to be late. You're going to be late. Fine. I'll see you over there. You're going to be late. Needless to say, I was late and I missed my appointment.
Oh, no.
So what happened?
So luckily, they were like, we'll take you as a walk-in whenever, we're done with appointments. I had to wait through a person and a half. So I waited like 10 minutes to see it as a walk.
Yeah, that's really not. They like shuffle you through for that stuff.
They did. And, they went in and they were like, just have your passport, because I had to bring an ID, a passport, and a passport. And they were like, have your passport out when you go in for the interview and have your credit card out. So they were like, passport and payment. That's all we really want. And I was like, okay. So, they take your fingerprints and they swipe your credit card and you're pretty much done. That was Friday. We got our number. We got approved and we got our known traveler ID numbers yesterday on Monday or Tuesday. Nice. What's today? Tuesday. So on Monday.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know. Kind of makes
really
me
fast.
I'm not flying anywhere for a while, but I kind of feel like I have to fly somewhere just to test it out.
Well, I mean, it doesn't expire.
No, not for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, and aren't you guys, you're traveling for the holidays, I would imagine. You'll be here, before you know it.
Which will be here before I know it. We're driving to New York for Thanksgiving, and we're renting a minivan again. Which Zach is super excited about, because he keeps asking for the minivan. So, we're doing that. We already reserved it. And then we're here for Christmas this year, and we probably won't go back up there until, March or whatever. Good times, but that's okay. We'll figure it out at some point. So that's my TSA story. So if you have $85 and no criminal record, you too, in 48 hours, business hours, can get approved for a TSA pre-check, apparently.
So wait, so you did pre-check, not global entry?
Not global entry, just pre-check.
So I was going to say global entry is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What is that pendulum?
Oh, there's beer.
Oh, it's a Pilsner. The problem when you mute yourself, you don't go full screen. I can't read it when it's just that tiny little thumbnail image.
Shandy's getting a beer delivery.
Yeah, with style.
Her beer wench is delivering beer, but she's drinking wine. Very
nice. I already have a giant glass of wine. He just got home.
Okay, it's Halloween.
That was nice. Yeah.
This is our impromptu Halloween party.
Woo! Yeah, I'm in the slut ears.
Well, I'm also wearing my cat socks. That's about as festive. Let's see if I can get my foot up so you can see them. I see them. Let me try the other foot. Maybe that'll be better.
Or just back up.
There we go. Speaking of cats.
There we go.
One in my lap now.
All the pussies are on display for me tonight.
That's right. For you and your slut ears.
Me and my slut ears.
We're all doing Halloween in our own way.
Hey, exactly. Two packs, $7.99 on Amazon. Jay and I both went as sexy kitty cat tigers.
You can lose one and still have one.
Exactly. I read some of the reviews that because they're, $8 for two, they're cheaply made. And I was worried that, because I was buying them for Saturday and today, I was worried they were going to break. So I have two extra ones if anybody is interested.
Nice.
But you actually got four.
I did. I bought two packs.
So just in case. Yeah.
Just in case. Is anything else going on? Or should we find something fun to talk about? I can do that sex sounds article.
Just do it. Ooh.
What your sex sounds say about you. Ba-ba-da-da. The things we say and do reveal so much about who we are, and in our blah, 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 and our bedroom behavior is no exception. How you act between the sheets can say more about your personality than you think. Here's what the experts had to say specifically about the sounds you and your lovers make during sex and what they may reveal about the kind of person you are. See if you agree. Guttural gunfire. You know when you hear it. The guttural stick. Does anybody want to do sound effects for me?
Nope.
Nah, I'm all right.
The guttural staccato moans that come out in short, loud bursts and can be startling at times. Machine gun moans probably accompany the jackrabbit thrusting style, says sexual health educator at O.School, Kenna Cook. This is the type of person who wants to assert their dominance by making themselves bigger, louder, and stronger. Good to know. So wait, what is that? The guttural gunfire moaning? Is that like, like that, I assume?
Yes, so.
Jackrabbit?
Hey, yeah. Is that very guttural, though?
Well, I'm not,
I'm sorry.
You're not going to trick me.
That's it, right?
Listen, Peanut Gallery, if you want to make your own fucking examples, go for it.
Hey, that's not the vagina monologue.
My vagina is a flower.
Here's a vagina happy fact. My vagina is pissed off.
It is. It's pissed off.
Yeah. It is.
High-pitched squeals, sensitive yet sensual ear-piercing noises are often indicative. I love that word, indicative. Of someone who's a bit softer than most. They're probably really ticklish, so touching their erogenous zones sends them into a high-pitched giggle fit. They're also sensitive emotionally. Likely the ones who cried during the first 10 minutes of up. Wait, is there somebody that didn't cry during the first 10 minutes of up?
Yeah, it's called having a pulse.
And a soul.
What?
A pulse.
Up.
Up.
Up? Oh, I haven't seen that.
Don't. You'll cry during the first 10 minutes. Yeah, and if you
those
don't...
are the only people that haven't cried at the first 10 minutes of up. The people that haven't seen it.
Yes. Listen, if you didn't cry during the first 10 minutes of up, I don't want to have sex with you anyway. So,
exactly.
There's that. If your partner is a squealer or prone to full-on laughter, realize that sex doesn't need to be so serious. If the giggles do turn you off or are too distracting, try taking things slow. Use a more firm touch and aim for pressure to avoid tickles. Also handy for pedicures.
Wait, people like laugh during sex?
If
also handy for pedicures.
Well, I added that in. I'm ticklish with the pedicures, so they have to do...
Oh, okay, I understand. I was like, what?
All right. ear-piercing noises, so high-pitched squeals. Does anybody want to demonstrate that one?
Still nope.
No. Actually just get less, like, I'm less inclined to do any of these as we keep going.
Oh, man. I would, but I can't even picture it right now.
Yeah, I actually can't either.
Is that like a...
But, like, who makes that sound in seriousness?
Apparently, people who cry during the first 10 minutes of Up.
I don't think everyone makes that sound because they think I would have heard it before.
Fair enough.
But,
panting, overeager, and extra enthused. The person who does a lot of heavy breathing likely has either been in a sexual drought or wants to get it on much more frequently than he or she is currently. So if you're thirsty, you're probably a panter. If you or your partner is panting like a dog, rest assured that you're both doing everything right, even if you don't feel like you're doing much at all. The person is just really, really into it. Also known as the fucking duh explanation.
Hey, I feel like this article is just to make people self-conscious.
Yes, totally.
There's a most of
also,
these
Also, I'm not... Not a fan of the descriptor panting like a dog.
Right.
Well, are there other animals that you could... Panting like a person, I guess?
Why does it have to be like an animal?
I don't know. Because this person's getting
just
paid to write by the word.
So weird. I understand that panting makes people think of dogs, but...
Yeah. Third person play-by-plays. This person probably reads a lot of erotica. Sensitive spots, maybe?
Oh, no, I've never encountered that, but that just makes me laugh a lot because I just picture like the broiest douche bro.
Yes, so do I.
Married.
Okay, that's what I do too. Oh my God. You'll likely find a copy of 50 Shades of Grey on their nightstand, wanting to talk in descriptive detail about what is happening with your bodies and how it makes them feel, stimulates their brain, which is the biggest sex organ. While speaking in the third person could be off-putting initially, there are so many possibilities for fun if you or your lover likes commentating on the action. Who knows?
Again, self-conscious.
You just may help each other loosen your inhibitions. So is it like, oh, now I'm pulsating into you?
No, it's third person, so it'd be like, oh, Colleen likes that.
Colleen likey.
Oh, that's right.
Which is just creepy.
Sexy talk is one thing, but if you're putting it into third person, that's just too much.
So
it
essentially
just means you're like a card-carrying narcissist.
Yes.
So it's like you're telling your own sex story while you're having sex. Is that how Taylor Swift? I could see Taylor Swift and John Mayer boning like that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, both of those people.
Are they dating? Is that a thing?
No, they dated like a long time ago.
Oh, that seems like a really poor match. Or maybe a good match. I feel like they're both a little into themselves.
I could see Jeff Probst having sex like that.
Yeah.
Narrating it challenge style. How are we going to fit all the balls into the hole? Jeff is going to dig deep. Dig, woman.
Jeff is digging.
Oh my God, I'm sure there's something with the tribe has spoken.
Oh God, yes, after he's finished. That's what
After he snuffs his torch?
Yeah, after he snuffs his torch.
Oh no. Oh man.
deep moaning, which I guess is different than well, all the other stuff. Sex is a great way to leave your more conservative nature at the door and release your wild inner self. Matchmaker and relationship expert Rory Sassoon says that those who tend to be moaners are usually the overachievers who like having all their ducks in a row outside of the bedroom, which can make their intimate noises all the more surprising. This person is a type A personality, finally letting themselves free enough to get into the action. It's also the one time he or she doesn't care what the neighbors think. Sure.
Or I would argue that they also watch a lot of, or read a lot of erotica. It's like, oh, this is the sounds I'm supposed to be making, right?
That. So I think, and you are on something, Amanda. I feel like that's also like the Catholic schoolgirl one.
Exactly.
Ah.
Which, watch, that's going to be the next one.
Yeah.
Close.
The actual guttural moan and the, like, this is how I'm supposed to, the acting moan.
Well, I feel like, you know, the guttural moaning is probably, or what was that one that was deep moaning?
Oh, deep moaning.
It's probably just, you know, the most natural one. So, hey, you're enjoying yourself. Anyway, baby talk. This type of sound, of sex sound, can be a bit unexpected, but it's really a way of using role reversal in the bedroom. This person is usually a control freak. I thought that the other person was a control freak. I thought that everyone was a control freak.
Everyone's a control freak.
They enjoy being a mother or father figure and having control over someone. So in the bedroom, it's sometimes fun to flip the script, so to speak, and want to be controlled. Sound familiar? Communicate your wants to your partner if you're the baby talker, or give your lover what he or she wants by taking the reins. Okay, that's not how I picture baby talking.
Well, how are you picturing it?
I was actually thinking, like, you know, speaking in, like, a Kim Kardashian or Ivanka Trump voice.
No, that's more like a vocal fry thing.
Yeah, I guess so. So maybe I'm having trouble envisioning.
I suppose they're, like, a similar, you know, like a similar idea on the same theme.
I mean, it's, like, pretty literal. Like, the way that you would talk to a baby.
Oh.
Right. That's how I took it, too.
Okay. Well, then, clearly you guys are right, but...
Or maybe not.
No, because you're more in line with the description. Okay, dirty talk. Sometimes a dirty talker is someone who wants to get down to business and doesn't care how, when, or why, as long as there's a safe word. But having a filthy mouth could mean something else entirely. According to contemporary erotic fiction writer Carden Brooks, those who talk the dirtiest are often the same people who are super polite in the daylight. Are they also control freaks? Yet turn once they hit the sheets. Prim and proper individuals smile with their mouths closed and sit with their legs crossed at the ankles. But in private, they'll spew a litany of the most profane four-letter words and dizzying array of combinations to command, praise, and spur their lovers into action.
Mm.
All right, that one got a big response from the crowd.
I was just
here.
Thinking like, yeah, no, definitely encountered that before. And it actually fits the description of, like, the personality type.
Really?
Huh.
Well done, erotic writer, yeah. Carden Brooks.
I know, and the whole time I was going to criticize the fact that they got, like, a writer of, like, erotic fiction to be their, like, expert instead of, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a sex therapist. Like, right. Some, you like know, someone with, like, more... an actual credential.
Yeah. Legitimate.
Right. But hey.
But hey. We're almost done, I swear. Breathy whispers. So this is the... Oh, shit! We didn't talk about the Ivanka Trump sex playlist yet.
Well, one thing at a time. Let's finish this and we'll get to it.
The only thing I wanted to talk about this week. Breathy whispers, according to clinical sexologist and certified sex coach Sunny Rogers, barely audible sounds typically come from those more introverted who try to restrain their true feelings, even during sex. Their hushed murmurs furtively Furtively escape during the heat of the moment, she explains. When you hear those breathy whispers, you'll know you're making all the right sex moves. All right.
Okay.
And then total silence. This is the last one. Silence is golden, even in the bedroom, Carden Brooks says. For those silent types, innovative improvisation shapes their tunnel vision in bed or against the wall or on a desk or in the basket of a hot air balloon or wherever and whenever passion sparks. Why waste their breath on words when their actions tell the truth of their intentions? Strategic and focused, those who choose to stay mum during sex are usually the most dedicated to their and their partner's pleasure. Meow. That was actually in the writing.
It really said meow?
Yeah, no, it was really in there.
Oh my god, this thing is so funny.
I know.
Imagine, like, just pitching this to an editor. Like, so I want to write an article about, like, sex sounds and, like, what I think they mean. Yes. You have the green light. Go write this.
Yes, do it. Go.
Yeah. We'll get all the-
okay, so real quick, and then we'll do feedback. Ivanka Trump's. Well, now it's not really her sex playlist, but I guess she made a...
Allegedly.
21-minute romantic song playlist, and she made it, like, right ahead of her anniversary. Like, right before her anniversary, and it wasn't... It was on Spotify, and it wasn't made private, so people were, of course, having some fun with it, as you
do. Connecting the dots.
Yes. As you do. There was, I saw somebody made a joke on the internet that was like, is this for Jared or Justin Trudeau?
Why were there a lot of Canadian artists?
No, no. You've never seen the meme of her?
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I did. I missed the joke. Yep, dummy.
Yeah.
I got it.
I didn't deliver it very well, to be fair.
No, you did it very well. I was just a very bad audience.
You were
I was not smart enough for the joke.
You were like the total silencer. It's okay.
Yeah. I was just focusing really hard on, like, making sure everyone had what they needed. Just not the laugh.
What was the laughter one? I don't want to go all the way back.
I don't know.
That was the giggling
nervous
one.
Nervous giggles. I don't know.
Yeah. The crying during up one. Anyway, what was on this playlist was All of Me by John Legend, Ordinary People by John Legend, When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars, You're Beautiful by James Blunt. There's a song I haven't heard since 2006. And When We Were Young by Adele.
It's a very, like, white people list.
Well, yeah. That is, I enjoy all of those songs, but that's not exactly what I mean, want to, and that's kind of like crying during up while having sex kind of playlist.
Yeah. A little, like, well, there's that.
Come on, I thought we were gonna make fun of this more. Does anybody have any suggestions? Okay, what did you?
Well, I just really like the article that you shared with us that describes this 21 minute long collection of songs, saying it's as horny as it is depressing. Yes. It evokes motionless antiseptic coitus. It evokes two Tide pens in a plastic sail tub. It evokes Lysol wipes. It evokes the smooth, genderless slopes of a couple of undressed dolls. This is sex music only in the sense that two pages pressed together in a new William Sonoma catalog is sex.
Oh. Fair enough.
That's good. That's good.
What would you tell them to put on their playlist, though? Like, for real. And you can't say Marvin Gaye, because that's cliche. That's just as cliche.
I actually have a song. I have a story about that song.
Okay, go.
Ooh.
It's a quick story. It's a quickie. So, When I'm working on something, I usually have Pandora on in the background. And, like, when I used to share an office, I would always have my headphones. But, like, since I now have an office to myself, it's kind of, like, adopting the habit of, like, not wearing headphones. Because, like, I can just play that music in my office.
Yeah.
So when people come in, like, I'll generally, like, you know, I'm not like playing it super loud, but it's just like, it's there, it's on, it's like in the background. And I was working on something on my computer. Pandora's on in the background. It was a Simon and Garfunkel station. And the student comes in and the Marvin Gaye song comes on.
Oh, no.
And it was like loud enough that he could hear it. And it was like this weird moment where I was like, we both like, so he's like sitting down like across from me to talk to me about something. And I could see it in his eyes that he could hear it. And he knew it was weird. And I knew it was weird. And I was like, do I reach over and turn off the volume? Or is that going to call more attention to it? Like, or do we just pretend like this is not happening?
So what did you do?
Well, I went with the latter, and we just talked about whatever it was that he was talking to me about, and then he left. And after he left, I think I thumbed it down on that station because I was shit, I listen to this all the time. Like, well, it's a legitimately good
Shandy
song.
Shandy thumbed it down. But you have to say it in third person.
Otherwise, it's just not right.
Sorry, continue.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just kind of weird. And it was like, it wasn't my fault. It was a Simon and Garfunkel station. Like, I did not expect that. But it was a little bit like, okay, maybe let's not do that one again.
Fair.
Anyway.
That's funny. Yeah.
So that song doesn't go on the list? That's what you're saying, Carl?
I mean, they can put it on their list. It's...
What
would they enjoy? See, I think that they need to like spice it up with, like, I don't know, what's like the, how do I put this? What's like a, I don't think there's a right way to ask this, but what's like a song that like white people would listen to that they think is like edgier and makes them, you know, like if I was gonna say like they were gonna do it to Drunken Love or something. I love that song, so I don't really get it onto that song, but I'm just saying.
Right, I'm surprised they didn't have Beyonce on their list. Because it's a very like top 40.
Yes,
but actually, this is a good question. Like, do most people actually turn like mood music on when they have sex? I don't think I've ever actually like been like, oh, hold up, bro, let me turn on the Marvin Gaye.
I have a kid, so. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I think it depends. It's like if it's already on, then you sort of maybe. Or like if you're trying to, if you have roommates to like drown out for the roommate's sake.
That.
You know.
I mean, your roommate probably is knowing what's going on, but they probably appreciate not hearing what's going on.
Exactly.
Like every time the music starts playing.
No, I got to be able to hear the little pitter patter. No music for me.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, we gotta think. We gotta think of some good songs for them. We need to help them make their marriage sexless play great again.
Oh my god!
Especially now that they're probably a little bit more than a little bit stressed out.
Probably right.
Good stress reliever.
Which is exactly
Yeah, it is. I mean, we can't fault them for that.
Right?
Nope. I mean,
I'm surprised they don't have any. I'm surprised they don't have any Madonna on that list.
Truth.
Oh.
I feel like Madonna would fall. Yeah.
Truth. We'll have to think and get back. We'll have to, We have to get back there.
Boys to Men. Is there any Boys to Men on that list?
There we go.
No. Are you talking about like
Mary J. Blige?
To you. Mary J. Blige. That's what I was reaching for before when I was trying to, when I came out with Drunken Love. Yes.
Yeah.
They probably actually legitimately, unlike her father, she probably actually does get off to No More Drama. We'll think. Everybody's homework is to make the sex playlist great again. All right.
Little Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're on to a decent enough start here. There's going to be one that's going to hit us, and we're going to be like, yes, that one. We reserve the right to come back to it at any point. Okay. Face it back?
Sure.
Woo! Woo!
Justin Timberlake. Why is there no Justin Timberlake on that list?
Justin Timberlake on that cool. list.
Cool.
Probably.
Why
sexy
are they
though?
Not bringing sexy back? Make America sexy again.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do. I feel like Justin Timberlake would be like 100% like their life goals.
Totally.
Truth. Totally. Truth. All right. We are going to start with something from Dennis. I can use some strategy advice with settlers from Catan. If the broads have any, I didn't catch which one liked the meetup. That was Amanda.
I did. I just was so captivated by the idea of a board game meetup. I just thought it was adorable.
It is. Definitely.
But I've never played Settlers of Catan, so unfortunately I can't help. I'm sorry.
I've heard it's really fun. Like, all of my friends were obsessed with it for, like, a hot minute.
Yeah?
It was a moment in the aughts.
Gotcha.
Wait, which ones are the aughts the tens? No, the ones before that.
Yes. The 90s? The aughts are, like, 2000 to 2010.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah, it was during the aughts.
Yes. I like how Dennis pretends, like, you know, he's new to the idea of like a board game meetup. You know, Dennis is in some kind of Cards Against Humanity meetup group where he's practicing every year to
training in the off season.
Training in the off season, and then, you know, going in to pool shark us all.
No, I'm gonna keep my streak going, man.
Oh man, I'm getting
Dennis,
excited.
You're going down.
What?
What?
That's what she said. Speaking of Dennis, here's how you tell the difference from a person crocheting and one that is knitting. Ask them a yes or no question, and if you don't get your head ripped off because they are counting, then they were crocheting.
That's pretty true.
Amy said, glad you were relieved to know what happens to the goats. Their Facebook page is a riot. They are currently offering a Halloween goat yoga with goats in costume.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was. I clicked on the Facebook link. This is Goats to Go, and it was pretty special. There were literally goats in costume.
Wait, I'm loading it right now as we speak. Oh, the cover photo is very nice.
It is cute. While you're loading that, I will go to the next one. Mike had said, and we actually have an email from Mandy, which I can read here right before. So Mandy had asked, it's been a while since I've had this problem. I'm out of podcasts. What are some good ones you all like? Amanda, do you listen to the West Wing weekly? Is it better to watch the episode as a refresher before listening to the podcast?
I do listen to the West Wing weekly. I do not rewatch the episodes as I go. Although I would imagine that probably would enhance the listening experience. But I did do a rewatch. Like, I finished my rewatch sometime last year. So they're relatively fresh in my brain. I think that's a great podcast. I like how they bring in a lot of guests and not just like people that were part of the show, but like former senators and congress people and people that have been involved in government in some way or some aspect of the show that can speak to various themes of the show and how they work in real life. So I think while you're just talking about pop culture, you're also learning some stuff. I like that one a lot. Big fan.
Cool. And this ties in with the facey back. Mike said, quick true crime rundown. That's if you're into true crime, here you go, Mandy. The Mansion Murders, complete garbage. Don't waste your time. I believe that's the one on the DC, the mansion in DC that they were like robbed. The family was robbed a couple of years ago. And I don't know. I remember reading about like following it along as it was happening. That one was like terrifying in real life. Unconcluded. It's like Missing Maura Murray with Jeff Spicoli as a host. I can't wait to talk about Missing Maura Murray last week. Definitely recommend Missing Maura Murray if you're into true crime. The podcasters start out as total amateurs in the beginning where you want to kill them, but by the end, they're like super entertaining. And there's a documentary on Oxygen that just finished airing, and I was super excited to watch it because the two podcasters were heavily featured in it, and I was really excited to see them. But Unconcluded is, like I talked about last week, it's the surfer dude one. That one's very interesting. Accused season 2 finally has him hooked. Amber is a fantastic reporter. I agree, she's a fantastic reporter. Season 2 does not have me hooked yet. But again, listen to season 1. You guys would love season 1 too. It's really good. In the Dark, another female reporter led show, maybe the best podcast of last year. Totally agree. That is on a case of a little boy who was murdered, and I think his disappearance is what kind of kicked off that milk carton craze of like missing kids and the whole.
Interesting.
I think we listened to it on the way to Charleston last year. It's an easy listen. Like I said, I think it's what, a 5-hour trip for us, and we listened. It was like there and on the way back, and we finished it. So it's you know, it's not very long. That was a really great show, though. I will definitely recommend that. Someone Knows Something, Canadian, and a very humanizing look at the effects of missing or unsolved crimes. And then he's going to find the link to that Reddit doc that I talked about last week. And then, finally, the last bit of facey back comes from Sherry. And this is, even though this occurred, this was in response to our anonymous writer last week whose daughter had a problem with Mean Girls. Even though this occurred when my daughter was in preschool, I like the suggestion to focus on the behavior as being bad, not the child. You want to break bad behavior, not your child's spirit. I was always super careful to do that. I always make sure my kids knew their action was bad, not them. When my daughter was 3 and she was in preschool, the teacher told my daughter she was a bad girl because she wouldn't come out from underneath the table. The more the teacher yelled it, the more my child said, "No, I'm not a bad girl." When I arrived at the school, the teacher told me the whole thing. I said, "This may seem like semantics to you, but my child knows the difference between you telling her that she is bad versus her behavior is bad. The reason she won't come out from the table is a boy kept biting her, and the teacher wasn't doing anything about it." I politely steered the conversation until the teacher figured it out for herself. The teacher said, "Do you think that could be why she wouldn't come out?" I said, "I'm sure you are right. You are way better parent than me, because I would have been like, that fucking kid is biting mine." So kudos to you, Sherry. I have to concur, although I guess in my experience, my son would get bit by the kid and not hide under the table, just wait a year. And then fuck that kid shit back up. Did I tell you that he got hit in the... I did, with Frankie, and he was like, yeah. But it was an accident. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Frankie better watch his back.
I know. Oh, my God. Sherry continues, "I have to concur with the point about keeping her trust too. I love my mom, but I could never trust her to keep my confidence. I still can't. She always tells her friends because it's a great story, or worse, my relatives. Establish trust in the small things, and then when your kids have a real issue, they'll know that they have a safe place to share, and it won't go any further." I totally agree with that too.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
And now, as promised, somebody else is going to read all about Annie's virginity. Because I am out of breath.
Okay. So, the past 2 weeks in Andy's virginity. Andy writes in, "Hey, broads. Thanks for the feedback on my first date, which we gave a couple of weeks ago. You are a couple of weeks behind, as mentioned, in Andy's virginity." Okay, so he says, "Maybe I should have given her another chance and not put so much weight on the first impression. It's clear I have a lot to learn about dating, and hopefully I can get out there and try again soon, but I should rethink my strategy. We knew this would be a process. It's a lot more than just bad luck that's kept me a virgin this long. I'm definitely guilty of overthinking, and the recent spike in it ties into a few things that have been happening with my friends. One of them got engaged to her boyfriend, and another got married. My friend who got married is even more guarded with his emotions around other people than me. For example, I've known him for 12 years, but it wasn't until the wedding that I found out his parents were dead." Oh my God. Wow. "So he being the first one of my close friends to get married was shocking. It was still a lot of fun and I got to hang out with my friends, but I still felt a twinge of sadness as I took stock of my situation. Ultimately, I'm dealing with two conflicting ideas. my desire to be with someone and my desire to self-sabotage and remain comfortable. To be honest, when I'm looking through dating profiles, I'm looking more for how we're not compatible so I can move on. I think a lot of this negative behavior stems from my fears of rejection about my inexperience. I'm afraid of what could happen, so I avoid it or, in the case of my date, bail long before that conversation could happen. I'm sorry if this is sounding too much like a bummer, but I've been feeling a little down lately. Nothing too serious, just some melancholy. Side note, I'll be sure to talk to my therapist about this when I see him later this week. We're about to hit the holidays, which can be a bit of a drag for me, at least as far as being perpetually single is concerned. I should probably relax and keep looking. I'm sure there are plenty of women in my area who probably feel the same way being single around the holidays. So what do I do? I was thinking a little bit about the article Colleen read in the last episode, the 5 ways to get the benefits of sex when you're not having any. There were some helpful things in there, although maybe a little disheartening when the last tip is literally go fuck yourself. Way ahead of the article. That's awesome. Joking aside, I've been starting to exercise. So far, it's just walking a mile or two, but hopefully I can make it a regular thing and then add some other stuff to it. I've had an unused yoga mat for too many years, and I can research that kind of thing online, since flexibility is important and I'm not getting any younger. This is something I probably should have said earlier, but outside of you three, my therapist and the listeners, I haven't told anyone I'm trying to look for someone. I should open up to my friends more, even just to have more people rooting for me. I don't know why I haven't told them besides being introverted, but I have to be better at communicating with them since communication is key for all relationships. That's it for me now. I couldn't organize my thoughts last week in time for your show, so hopefully you see this before you finish recording tonight. Whoops. Just know that I'm still out there. And while I may struggle, I'm still fighting. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. So a little bit late, but we definitely wanted to get to Andy's update. I think there's a lot in here. I'm trying to see where to start.
Well, first of all, yes. I think you should absolutely tell your friends that you are looking for someone, because your friends know you best. So if they happen to know anyone who they think might be a good match for you, in addition to them supporting you and rooting for you and all that stuff, which is also very important. But yes, I think the more people you trust that know you are looking for someone, the more eyes are out on the field for you.
Totally agree.
Totally. And even actually, it makes it more real if you tell people, which just applies to like anything.
Yeah. Good point.
But also, I don't know, they're not necessarily going to find you a partner, but just if they know that that's something you'd be interested in, because maybe they don't think that's something you'd be interested in. So
yep,
just let them know. Plus it's just good and helpful to talk to people. And then you have more people also that you can talk to about how to go about it.
Yep.
So there is that.
Also, sometimes I find when the more you're talking about something out loud, the easier it becomes to go through the motions or the action or whatever, because it's less of a taboo. The things that you're worried about, the more that you talk about, just the whole that you're, looking for somebody to start dating or whatever, it might take away a little bit of the stuff that you're concerned about too, because the rest of it is kind of out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it also just makes you more inclined to stay true to your goal if you've told other people about it. It's speaking truth to power.
Yes.
Totally.
Shandy, I hope you didn't just take a picture of me yawning very attractively.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm holding my phone because that's where I have the Google Doc open.
I was just the whole
thing. I was I was like,
somebody on the internet is going to draw a dick in my mouth.
Okay. No, not at all.
Not the old dick in the mouth.
That's what she said. I have my cat rubbing up against the computer screen. And
Shandy
then,
has her cat rubbing up against her computer screen.
I know. Oh, the ones with all the innuendo, guys. The one with all the innuendo.
I'm just going to keep reading it in third person.
Yeah, poor Shandy. That's a good plan. Yeah, I think that's a really good plan.
Shandy's pussy's rubbing up against the thing now.
Shandy's
the thing now. Shandy's rubbing against the thing.
No, Shandy's pussy's Shandy's rubbing up against her thigh. That's a very impressive talent.
Yeah, right? How does one even do that? Probably all the yoga.
All the goat yoga.
I thought her.
All the goat yoga.
Was like, I thought her was a second person. Not like her own thigh. Because that would be kind of impossible.
Well, there you go. Ah. That's how you do it, well, Amanda. You add somebody else to the equation. You add
grammar.
Thigh.
My philosophy in life.
I see now. I've just been doing it wrong this whole time.
Yes. Colleen is wearing pants this week.
Now that's good.
That's awesome. And Amanda.
Oh dear. I'm not wearing a bra today.
No. Amanda's going braless. That is the wrong tense. Amanda's not wearing a bra today.
Right.
Shandy's wearing a bra and a pants, but Shandy's pants have a hole in the crotch. Just saying. They're like, to be fair, they're like these really old pajama pants. It's not like a sex hole, but it could be.
Oh my god, I have this. Oh my god,
it could be. I really like these pants. I'm not opposed to it.
Shandy's okay with keeping these pants on while she's boning.
They're really comfortable and really flattering.
They would probably still prefer to take the pants off.
No, that totally happened to me too. With this past weekend. Okay, a pair of pants I've had since like freshman year of college. They had a hole in the crotch and the hole expanded at some point when I was kneeling down this weekend. And I looked down on Sunday and was like, ooh.
Colleen's hole expanded.
Yes, Colleen's already pregnant, but these pants could probably get her there again. No, but yeah, I was kind of like, oh, this is easy access. However, I did take them off and put a different pair of pants on because I was like, all right, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. Perhaps I should not, because I don't
keep
think
everything.
Colleen doesn't
covered.
Think she was wearing underwear at the time, so she was like, perhaps if someone comes to the door. Hey, at least I'm not reading the other article that I got literally today, which was 8 signs that you shouldn't be having sex during pregnancy. I'm going to spare everybody.
Don't
that.
Read that. Don't
yeah,
read that ever.
Thanks.
Have all the sex.
Yeah.
I didn't read it yet. It's still unread.
Delete.
Yeah.
Delete your account.
No, thanks.
Good times. Okay, so, Andy, tell your friends. Go watch the first 10 minutes of Up and start speaking in the third person.
These are all like choice, solid advice.
Solid advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But luckily for everybody else, we have another update on Andy's virginity.
We do. I feel really honored. I think this is my first update I've gotten to read.
Let's see if our previous advice has worked yet.
Yeah. I feel like it might. I have a strong feeling. I feel like it might.
Amanda feels like Amanda feels like it might work.
It might.
It
might go away. It just might.
Shandy feels like that's what she said.
Nailed it.
That's a
quick update. Quick update on Andy's virginity. Hey, broads, after getting bumped twice, am I the new health benefits of alcohol? Andy, never. We would never do that to you. You're way more important than the health benefits of alcohol.
Yes. Very true.
I'm not complaining because the sexual assault discussion you had instead is a conversation we need to keep having. Agreed.
You know what?
That's why you'll never go the way of health benefits of alcohol, Andy, because you get it.
You know what conversation probably shouldn't be having at the same time as admitting to sexual assault? Coming out. But
oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But we're not even going to justify that with our comments.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
Not even.
Thanks for ruining House of Cards for all of us.
I know,
seriously.
Denying the world, American Claire Beauty. Underwood.
Sorry, what did you say?
I really loved that movie.
Show?
Huh? What?
He said he also ruined, oh my God, I'm getting another delivery. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh,
but can you give it?
Can you give it to Shandy in her mouth, please?
Can you give it to Shandy in her mouth?
Wait, say it in French.
Say it in French. Do it.
Tu peux m'en donner dans la bouche?
Tato Kaka.
What is that?
Oh, she's getting it in the mouth.
What is that?
It must be like a giant Smartie or Necco wafer or something gross.
Yeah, what is that?
I need you.
It's a shot of Fireball, isn't it?
Okay.
What are you going to be doing?
Soon. Literally, he just told me that he needs me.
We heard.
No, I didn't bring this because I need you.
Shandy is needed.
Yeah.
I feel like the more we workshop this third person thing, the more we're kind of
getting. Cool. Frank's asking if you guys have enough wine.
Never.
No, I actually could use a refill. So, Frank, if you could get on that, get Miss Park Brooklyn. Come on.
Okay,
Colleen's pregnant, but we can do it French style.
Okay.
Half of us.
Yes.
I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I think the way I like.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. Nothing like a little early morning pregnancy drinking.
Yes. Oh, so you heard. He's going to take the red eye. He'll be there tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
I'll
keep the door unlocked. So wait, what is that? Okay, pickles and Kit Kat? Okay.
Tartar?
Meat?
Prosecco?
Yeah, I have.
Prosecco prosciutto?
Prosecco brine prosciutto?
I have some dry sausage, and then some prosciutto.
Shandy's gonna put the sausage and prosciutto in her mouth.
And then a Kit Kat.
A mini Kit Kat.
Yes.
This show comes full circle. Okay, poor Andy though. We have blueballed his email. Yes.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Oh my God, Andy, I'm so sorry.
Shandy had to stop to put a sausage in her mouth.
Anyway, instead of conversation, you need to keep having blah, blah, blah. The past few years, I've come to realize I was really clueless about a lot of these issues, as were most men. So it's okay, so long as you get there in the end.
Actually, a lot of women, too.
A lot of women, too. Good point. A long time, I used to get defensive. Now I try to listen and understand and hopefully be a better ally to people who aren't cis white guys, and hopefully working to convince cis white guys to be more open. Amen. Preach, brother, preach. Also, all the discussion of sexual assault and the election of he who must not be named motivated me to make 2 donations to RAIN.
Awesome.
Nice. Does anyone remember what RAIN stands for? Because I do not, and we should probably give it a proper shout out.
It is. I had it from last week still up here. Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network.
Fantastic. I don't need to tell you this is a very complicated set of problems, and unfortunately, I can't swoop in like Batman and throat punch predators before they strike. But oh man, throat punching seems like a really effective way to fix a problem.
Yes.
Also, just kidding. Also a very hard thing to say when you're drinking a glass of wine. If I can help some organization fund helping survivors even a little bit, I know it helps. Also, in the notes section when I donated, I wrote, I'm with hers.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. You know, most people are going to think that was some sort of typo and that he meant to put I'm with her. But we know.
We know, and that's all that matters.
Or maybe he thought that he was with hers, as in all of the hers who they are helping.
It's true. See, that's why it works so well, because it can just, it can take on so many meanings.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, it's good stuff. Anyway, there isn't much to report lately. I've reached out to two women, neither replied. So I'm starting to look and see what kind of events are going on around my area. It can be a little tricky because I live in a small town, but I found something this Sunday that is right up my alley. I'll try to keep an eye out for other interesting events where I could potentially meet single women. Since the dating sites aren't producing much results, I'll have to diversify. I'm with hers, Andy. Yes, but I really want to know, what is this event that's up your alley?
Yeah.
Totally. Did you do the Facebook thing where you start liking all the stuff in your local town and then you get all the events suggested? Or did you find another way? I love it.
Sweet.
But yeah, I agree. I think it's a great idea.
Totes.
And even if you don't meet anyone, you'll go to a fun event that like is something you're interested in.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Yeah, can't. Yeah, and even win-win can never go wrong.
Even if you don't meet a romantic interest, you still might meet a friend who you hang out, who then you might network through and meet somebody through that too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All win-win. Just putting yourself out there, can't go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we are going to finish off our show with two phone calls from Lori, which I guess we'll just play back to back or...
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So before I forget, if you have any podcast suggestions for Mandy or any advice for Andy. Hey, our feedback this week was courtesy of Andy, Mandy, and Lori. That's like a band name or something.
It sounds like a 60s folk group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you do have anything, you can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or you can give a phone call 331-276-2373. And now for your entertainment, I guess we'll get into two voicemails from Lori.
Hey guys, it is Lori from Long Island and I am listening to the latest podcast. And I'm listening as you're playing Ed the Mailman's call. And I'm thinking to myself, why is everyone calling him creepy? Did I miss something, you know, a year ago or whatever? And then as he's talking about his podcast, his staff question, I'm thinking, well, I guess maybe that's why they call him creepy. Because I think that's maybe a little creepy about the bathtub thing. But I guess it depends on how long he's known these little girls. If he's known them for, you know, years since they were babies, you know, that's one thing. But if it's just they've been dating, you know, a year, I don't know. It just seems a little weird. But, all right, so I guess that's why Ed is creepy. Just wondering if there's any other reason why he's creepy or everyone just gets the creep factor when they see him. I don't know. All right, girls, keep it up. I haven't called her in a while. I really haven't had anything to say lately. But I'll think of something. Hi. Hey, it's Lori again, and I just finished listening to Ed's call, and I have a pooping story, too. Now, pretty similar to Ed's story, but last year, it was in September, thank God, because all the kids were back at school, and we were at the beach, and we were all kind of far, and my son all of a sudden tells me he's got to go to the bathroom. So we start walking, you know, to get to shore, because we're out, you know, like on a sandbar, and all of a sudden he starts pulling down his pants, and he just went. I'm like, wait, stop, but nope. There he goes. He poops right in the water, but it was like maybe an inch of water by the time of where we got up to, and it was just all rocks, so there's his poop sitting on the rocks. It was disgusting. That was a year ago, and actually, like, a week ago, we were taking a hike in the woods, and all of a sudden, he's got to go again, so I figured there's nobody here, so he literally just topped a squat and went right in the middle of the woods. So, I guess it's better than going in his pants and having to clean all that mess up, because I've been there, done that, and that is not fun. But at least we've been available where we could possibly go. I really wouldn't have wanted him to go at the beach. But thankfully, there was not many people there, and I don't think anybody saw. I hope nobody saw. But, hey, I guess with a potty training toddler. When he's got to go, he's got to go, man. We've pulled over many a times on the side of the road, and he's just peed over there. But those are our pooping stories. So, Colleen, it's not fun. It probably won't end anytime soon. They still have accidents for quite a while. And, but from what I hear, not there yet, from what I hear, no kid goes to kindergarten in a diaper. So, the end hopefully is near, a little sooner for me than for you, but we're getting there. All right, girls, bye-bye.
Solidarity.
The only thing is, like, at least her kid will say, I gotta go. Also, dudes are so lucky that they, like, literally can piss anywhere.
It is convenient.
It is convenient. Mm-hmm. Not that they should, but that they can.
Just that they could. If, you know, in an emergency, they could.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh my God, that's really funny about the beach. At least it's Long Island, so maybe they're gonna know the difference. No, I'm just kidding.
I just love that both of her voicemails were about
Ed's voicemails.
Right.
Oh, why is Ed creepy? Ed is creepy. It goes back to what's it called? Our live show, our 1 year anniversary birthday party, where Ed was saying things and trying to make us, well, he was trying to make us, like, giving weird facts, and
were they, he was trying to make us blush.
Yeah. So that's when he was like, you can decide if it's creepy or if it's funny. So now he's Ed the creepy or funny mailman for us. Mm-hmm. The men on the network call him Ed the letter carrier, but we're way more fun.
Yes, creepy or funny. Ed the creepy with bathtub mailman and Ed the funny with poop mailman.
Yes. It's very long. It barely fits on a business card, but you know what? It works for us.
It does. It does. We center justify it, so it's fine.
Yeah. Comic Sans font.
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's a mouthful. That's what she said.
Underline every other word. Yeah. Some bold italic.
Yeah, that. Pretty much. All of that. So, anyway. Thanks, guys, for playing this week. Colleen would like to thank everybody for being here today. Colleen would like to let everybody know that if you out there would like to give us some feedback or comments on anything that we've said, you could do so at thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. If you'd like to become a patron, and the patrons make all of this possible, you can check out the different levels at patreon.com/jandjack. So at the $5 level, there is a exclusive Facebook group as well as a Patron's Choice podcast every month. The one that we did for October was just released, and it was a scary movies list that Jay Jack and Matt of the Ramblecast Top 10 List fame and walking and Three Stupid Guys and Owen and Baru's Barbecue. Matt was a guest on there. The $15 or more level is actually a exclusive hangout that, pretty much all of us has been on at one point or another. Last month, I think, featured Drunk Shandy.
Yes, accurate.
I don't. The October one's going to be clearly at the beginning of November, but it will still count, and we'll see who shows up for that one. But
might also feature Drunk Shandy. Drunk Shandy might show up.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, Drunk Shandy is everywhere.
Drunk Shandy is Colleen's favorite.
Drunk Shandy.
Oh, Drunk Shandy is blushing to hear that.
Oh, Colleen is tickled that she to hear Drunk Shandy say that.
All we need is Amanda to have some giggles here.
Some tickles? Some pickles? I can actually go for some pickles.
Some pickles?
Fantastic.
Sorry. I was thinking about the giggle sex noise.
That's what I was thinking of too, and I was still trying to figure it out in my head.
But pickles are good, too. I did just eat some.
You know I'm totally the type of person that's going to now pay extra attention, right, and try to figure out where in what type of moment each of these things. These lists really ruin my own life.
That's sometimes. True. The list did not specify that one person could make a collection of various of those sounds.
Of course. Yes.
In any given encounter.
Yes, and that would be somebody that makes all of these sounds would be the cacophonyist.
Right. Pretty much this author is trying to pigeonhole people.
Well, not I don't know. There's a lot of different uptight type of people on that list.
That's true.
He's trying to sex shame.
Yes.
Not about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But getting back to our Patreon, if you would like to become a patron again, please consider doing so. We have a lot of fun in that group and on the podcast. You can also go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link up there. If you are so inclined to shop through Amazon through our affiliates link, that helps us all as well. My entire costume, including my slutty mama tiger ears, came from jayandjack.com/Amazon. You could set it as your homepage, like Desiree has said that she has done. Again, thank you to our patrons, especially Ed the Creepy Mailman, Molly the Millennial, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart. Thank you guys ever so much. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Oh, live broadcast, Broadsgiving.
Oh, Broadsgiving.
Broadsgiving.
So excited.
Broadsgiving.
November 21st. Somebody asked if we were going to be doing a special show for 69. I don't know.
I feel like we should. I feel like that's a gauntlet being thrown, and I think we need to.
It should be all sex themed, all episode long.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
So people, you know, send in your feedback. Anonymous69, I'm looking at you.
Okay, well, maybe that's how we can end the year. We'll figure it all out with a live.
That's how we can end it. Sometimes that is how you end it.
That is how you, yeah. Yeah, exactly. A live 69 show. So, okay. I have an episode title for that show when it happens.
I was just going to say yes.
Oh, there'll be a lot of disappointed trolls across the internet.
But think of all the downloads we'll get when people get that shows up in a live Google hit.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note... I don't even know. Is there anything else I usually say to shut this shit down? Nope, can't think of anything.
Yep. Thank the patrons. Encourage people to become a patron.
Amazon.
Shouted out our next big events.
Yes. Oh, you know. Yeah. No. All right. Nothing.
Okay.
Thank you to everybody that came to my Halloween party this past week. That was fun too. I didn't really tell too many stories about it. But I will say that we had some creative, clever costumes. John Norton came as Eli Musk.
Nice.
That was fun. Mike and Renee came as Arkham Asylum prisoners. And they had created their own like, prison numbers. And nobody got poor Mike's, which was 69, 420, 69. Everyone kept looking at it and being like, 694, 2069, what is that? He was like, don't worry about it. So, it was really funny. Anyway, okay, on that note, thank you again to Drake for dressing up as a broadcast episode, The Right to Bear Arms. He had left shark and right bear arms, so that was awesome.
Oh, I love it.
It was
I
great.
Love it, love it, love
okay,
it.
And on that note, we're going to get out of here, and two of us are going to go to sleep, and one of us has been summoned as being needed. So we're going to let that one play out on its own. So on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Peace out, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.